Talking today with Kendall Frazier of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Kendall, NCBA is expressing some worries or some concern about a lawsuit that the Humane Society of the U.S. has decided to get involved with in regards to the OCM, the Organization for Competitive Markets. Tell me a little bit of a background from what you understand about this particular lawsuit.
Yeah, we just found out about this not too long ago, Ron. And what they're doing is suing the government, the Office of Inspector General. They're harassing the government. They're harassing the beef checkoff. There were two audits done of NCBA by OIG. We cooperated fully with OIG in those audits. We were very transparent. They spent time in our office. And the bottom line summary of both the audits were that the checkoff dollars being used by NCBA and other contractors and some state beef councils are being used in accordance to the act and order. And now OCM and HSUS have come together, and this radical animal rights group is suing the government, wanting to get their hands on a lot of the documents that were used in the audit. Our concern is that we are very transparent. We believe in transparent, but we've been shown some documents they want, and they really don't have anything to do with the beef checkoff. And I'll give you an example. We were given a document that basically is a copy of a lease agreement that we have in our Denver office with the Cattle Facts and American National Cattlewomen. And when we saw that and the kind of documents they're trying to get the hands on, we feel like it's important that we protect our own business interests. Again, we're for transparency, and we will share anything with OIG, but we don't want our personal business documents and records to get in the hands of a radical animal rights group, and that's what this is all about.
HSUS has said, and some of their leadership has definitely said, and you kind of alluded to this in the news release put out today, that they have as their intention to eliminate animal agriculture as we know it in this country.
Well, there's no question, Ron, and we're not the only, the beef checkoff has been harassed by HSUS. They're also doing the same thing to the pork checkoff. And I that's what we all need to understand in American agriculture, what their ultimate agenda is. It is to eliminate red meat from the diet. There's no question about it. You can go on their website. You can review their materials. You can review their public statements. And this is one of their tactics to do it. They're a radical animal rights group. Masquerading as an animal welfare group, and it's just unfortunate that we have to divert precious resources to deal with this.
Now, coming back around to the concerns that you've raised in regards to the OCM and the Humane Society, this is really a lot more than just the checkoff that's at stake, it seems like.
It is, Ron. It is. It really is about an animal rights group, a very radical animal rights group, trying to cripple the beef industry. That's their ultimate aim. And they believe if they can destroy the beef checkoff, that's one of their goals, that they will do that. And as I said, they've gone after the pork industry too. So this is the tactic they're using. But no bones about it. Their ultimate aim is to remove red meat from the center of the plate. And that's what's at stake here.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kendall Frazier. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.